summarized in this simple diagram here. So here we have a so-called metacomputer, which is a bunch of different computers of different architectures. Here we have a meta problem, which is a bunch of problems of different architectures. And so in some sense, if you like, the fundamental problem is mapping a meta problem onto a meta computer. In studying HPF, we're studying one type of problem, a very tightly coupled, synchronous or loosely synchronous problem. And as we need high performance on them, we're going to tend to map them. Now, we could, in fact, map that to a general metacomputer, but for performance issues, we'll tend to map it into a tightly coupled MPP, because that's the one that will give us a very good performance. Because when we break up a CFE up into parts, the different parts have higher communication bandwidth than the bandwidth between these parts here, which tends to be much lower. So there's a very important structure. So this is an example of, if you like, why problem architecture is an interesting field. If you look at these data parallel problems, when you break them up, you require very high bandwidth and very low latency for the communication. If you look at meta problems, or embarrassingly parallel problems, you need much lower bandwidth, and correspondingly, you can tolerate higher latency. So it tends to be that data parallel problems map onto tightly coupled MPPs, meta problems map sort of component by component onto components of a meta computer. But in general, you can do it in you can map a whole meta problem onto a single computer. You can map a single computer, a single problem onto a whole meta computer, and so on. So there are all possibilities are allowed. But there are some features of the structure of both the computer and the problem that make certain mappings more natural than other mappings. All right, so we're going to stop there. Saleh, do you have the homework?